Though we have talked about Art Lewis being off this week, he has an association at a big event that's in town. After such a successful first time, and then after the cancellation last year because of, well, we know why. Back and ready again, the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. Art Lewis, where do we find you this morning as we're talking to you via your phone call?
Well, you find me on a balcony at the Midland Country Club on the second floor outside the Media Center, overlooking the 18th Green and the Diamond Club stands that are all set up. A beautiful, beautiful scene. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous golf course, and made that much nicer by all of the building that had to get done in order for this tournament to be held. Today is Pro-Am Day. There'll be two waves of professionals and amateurs going off together. And then tomorrow, of course, the official tournament starts. The opening ceremony is scheduled for 8 a.m. that I'll be hosting tomorrow morning, along with Jim Fitterling, who is the chairman and CEO of Dow. And then at 8:22, the first teams tee it up. And tomorrow is alternate ball format, which means one player on the two-person team hits the ball. Then after that shot is hit, the next player moves to that shot and hits from there, so forth, so on. They alternate shots throughout the round. Thursdays will be a best ball day. They use those two formats. This is one of the very few team events on the LPGA Tour, and 144 of the world's best golfers are here in Midland.
It's a great scene that took place, as I said, a couple of years ago. So successful. Everyone was so excited after last year's disappointment. I doubt the excitement has abated. Everyone's ready to go. And does that mean, Art, that are all golfers in town, are all participating in the Pro-Am that you talked about today, or what's the format on that?
I don't know. I don't think all of them are. I think there's a select some number, but they were in town because they were doing practice rounds yesterday.
Now, are you participating as a pro or as an amateur?
Oh, non-existent.
One of the golfers at the news conference we went to at the media day said something to the effect that this is only one of the times when you're playing golf where you can blame someone else for putting you in a lousy position and not yourself.
That's right. That's so true. That is so true. But it's just gorgeous out here. I mean, and the club goes out of their way to be hospitable to these folks. This morning at the, because it's the Pro-Am day, you park off-site. There's no parking on site. And so the amateurs who were playing had to bring their golf clubs off-site. There were people there loading them onto the coaches and driving them here and unloading them. You're taken care of from the time you step on the coach till the time you get off. They really do a fabulous job.
Now, for the course itself, it's always a beautiful golf course in the first place. But did that mean that as far as preparing for this tournament, they had to add, I assume, did they put structures for stands, bleacher seats, if you will, at certain holes and scoreboards and things like that?
Yeah, they have a number of different areas. There are some stands that are open to the public. There is even a stand for veterans who get in for free, by the way. And then there are what they call the Eat Great Trail. There are two different tickets you can buy. You can buy a $10 ticket, which gets you in, which is relatively cheap compared to what you're watching. Or you can get the $45 ticket, which gives you the Eat Great Trail. And they have five different stations set up around the golf course where you can eat all this wonderful food being prepared by local restaurants. Then there's for sponsors and corporate partners of Dow and people like that, and some of the steering and leadership people, there's what's called the Diamond Club, and these are stands built around the 18th Green, and they are open beginning tomorrow for hospitality for folks holding Diamond Club tickets, but you can't buy those. Those are invites only. And then there are all kinds of tents set up with food, drink, and there's first aid tents. There's exhibit tents from certain nonprofits. You find everything here. It's an amazing tournament, which is why the very first year it was run in 2019, they won the title of LPGA Tournament of the Year. And they have also announced now that they have partnered with the LPGA for sustainability on all of their tournaments to teach them how to be sustainable. They also won the Sustainability Award in 2019.
Another eye-catching thing that'll be on the golf course. Yesterday, Jim Fitterling shared a Facebook video of the NASCAR vehicle that Dow sponsors being brought out onto the course.
Yep.
Something else you get a chance to take an up-close look at.
I'm sure that it's in a position where the ladies won't be hitting that.
No, I doubt that they'll be hitting that with a golf ball.
Not in a target zone.
Now, if I were out there, it might
look
get hit.
How does one achieve the tickets you're talking about, Art Lewis? Do you have that information at all?
I think might be able to get them online, actually.
If necessary, we'll send them to the online site.
Otherwise, I'm sure there'll be a booth where you can buy them day of.
Now, what's your official participation? You said you're going to help when it comes to the round?
I'm the MC for the opening ceremony with Jim Fitterling, and then I'm the starter, starting him off on hole one tomorrow, and I have some other starting assignments during the week.
And the opening ceremony is tomorrow morning at?
Well, officially at 8 o'clock, but if you look on the on the app, which you should download, by the way, the Dow GLBI app, will give you tons of information about the tournament, including the leaderboard and the schedule. And it shows 7:50, but let's say 7:50 to 8 o'clock is going to be an opening ceremony tomorrow. Doesn't take very long because the first gals tee off at 8:22.
And we should also mention, for those who are familiar with golf, that usually is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday event period. Yeah. This is a little just a little different.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It gives them a getaway day because I don't know if they're going to Europe or not, but they need that time to get wherever they're going.
Yeah, is the women's British Open coming up?
Yeah,
soon.
I think so.
Possible.
Yeah. And it's a travel day. Definitely a travel day for them. That's why they do it this way.
Right.
Well, we are pleased to know that you have an association. As the first round, as you said, goes officially tomorrow. Today is the Pro-Am.
And by the way, you'll be able to get a chance to see this on television, the final on Saturday, I believe it is. I believe 4 o'clock, I think, on Saturday, TV5 is going to be broadcasting. So you'll be able to see national coverage of our local golf tournament.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, from 4 to 6, I believe,
and
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's also on the Golf Channel during the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
You'll be able to watch the Golf Channel.
All right, Art Lewis. Well, thank you for taking some time on your vacation and helping us get a little of the flavor of what's happening in Midland with the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. It's nice to have the ladies in town again and the LPGA, the professionals, who are once again going to have, a spectacular experience. We'll let you get back to your duties. Enjoy your time at the Midland Country Club this week.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Art.
And we'll look forward to Art. He'll be returning, by the way, for those wondering, on Saturday, because he has an event himself with a special remote broadcast on Saturday.
Oh, all right. Real quick, just with the TV. Golf Network tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and then, let's see, and then NBC Sports, I think, will show a replay on the 15th and 16th, and then, as Dave said, the final round on Saturday on CBS Channel 5 here for us, 4 to 6.